Champlain Valley Game Night on 101.3 ESPN. Presented by the Windjammer Restaurant and Upper Deck Pub. Local, fresh, and Burlington's original steak and seafood restaurant. Now, here's your host, Brady Farkas.
What's up, everybody? Brady Farkas, Champlain Valley Game Night right here on a Tuesday. 101.3 ESPN and 101.3ESPN.com. And as always, you can find us on the 101.3 ESPN app, and that is free in the Google Play Store, also free in the iTunes Store as well. But we do have exciting news. A lot of you, so we have been doing a lot of research, and radio in general has been doing a lot of research, but here at 101.3 ESPN, we have found out that, unfortunately, a lot of people don't have actual radios in their house anymore. Well, we've got that taken care of for you. We've got the app. You can listen on the app all the time. But also, if you're using that smart speaker, that Amazon Echo, you can find us there too. And let me tell you how you do it. All you need to say is, Alexa, enable 101.3 ESPN.
Here is Burlington and Plattsburgh's 101.3 ESPN.
Here's your host.
So there, on a tiny bit of a delay, but there we are. So if you're going to use that Amazon Echo, just say enable 101.3 ESPN, and then how cool is this? Once you've enabled us one time, all you need to say is, Alexa, open 101.3 ESPN. So you can listen to us anywhere. We appreciate you being with us. You can hang out with us tonight, too. Burger Bar in Colchester, 7:30 to 9:30. Remember, tomorrow we are live at the Windjammer as well, Windjammer and Upper Deck Pub for our 101.3 ESPN Craft Beer Tour. As for what's coming up today, we'll keep you posted on Red Sox weather updates. We're going to go out to the pregame show at 6:25. Eduardo Rodriguez supposed to be on the mound tonight against the Oakland Athletics. We'll talk about an anecdote on Dustin Pedroia and Alex Cora and some stuff on the Patriots as well. And I've got a giveaway that I didn't even tell Rich and Arnie about because I'm saving it for you guys. So for you guys that stick it out with me until the end every night, whether we go up until 7 o'clock or we go up until 6:15, 6:25, or anywhere in between, I've got a giveaway tonight that you guys are going to want to stick around for. That comes up in 15 minutes from now. That great giveaway is 15 minutes from now, and that's what's coming up. Actually, got two opportunities coming out. It is Champlain Valley Game Night again, 101.3 ESPN, and the news of the day around sports and the news of the day around my sporting life is Robinson Cano suspended 80 games by Major League Baseball. Cano, well, he tested positive for a banned substance. He did not test positive for a PED, so therefore it wasn't steroid use that he's being suspended for. He was found to have taken a banned substance, which was a diuretic, and that diuretic can be used for legitimate health reasons, which is possible, or it could be to cover up banned substances like steroids. So we don't know. The signs all point to Robinson Cano being a cheater, but I guess we'll learn more in the coming days. And people have asked me all over Twitter, hey, Brady, you're a diehard Mariners fan. How do you feel about it? Hey, Brady, you're a purist. You know, you're a big baseball fan. How do you feel about cheaters? How do you feel about a guy with a Hall of Fame career now down the tubes? And here's what I'll say about it. It goes in layers. I'm most disappointed, though, for the kids. And it sounds corny and sappy, but I'm truly disappointed for the kids. I am 28 years old. I am disappointed because Robinson Cano is a great baseball player that the Mariners are now going to be without for 80 games as they try to break the longest postseason drought in professional sports. I am disappointed for that. But what I'm really disappointed by is that here is a guy who has made a mistake. And no matter how you slice it, he made a mistake. He either cheated and made a mistake, or he had a legitimate health problem. He said it was high blood pressure. If he did have a legitimate health problem, and he was prescribed this kind of medicine, and then he didn't take it to the team so the team could tell him it's on the banned list, well, then that's a failure on his part, too. So he's either a cheater or he's a dope. One of the two. But he made a mistake. No matter how you slice it, he made a mistake. Somewhere out there is a 10-year-old kid with a Robinson Cano jersey in navy blue or white or aqua green that is a Mariners fan, is a baseball fan, because they enjoy Robinson Cano. Somewhere out there, there is a kid around the country, but probably in the Pacific Northwest, playing wiffle ball, pretending to swing like Robinson Cano and dropping the bat like he does. There's somebody out there doing that. And I feel bad for that kid today because he's never going to be the same. When your heroes are found to not be heroes anymore, it's never the same for you. I feel bad for the 20-year-old guy that was a Yankees fan that lives in Plattsburgh, New York, or Burlington, Vermont, or New York City, or Albany, or elsewhere, that fell in love for the first team that they fell in love with was the 2009 Yankees. And Robinson Cano was one of the stars of that team. I feel bad for you that the guy who you fell in love with as a player, the guy who helped romanticize baseball to you, is not the same. And that's how I feel bad for you guys. I feel bad for you guys more than I feel bad for me, because I know what it's like to have a hero not be a hero anymore. I will never forget the day when Alex Rodriguez left the Mariners after the 2000 season and signed with the Texas Rangers, and he signed for 10 years, $252 million. I cried my eyes out. Okay? The year before, I had been devastated that Ken Griffey Jr. left Seattle, but he was traded. And at 10 years old or whatever, I was crushed by that too. But this was the first time, when Alex Rodriguez left, it was the first time that I realized that sports was a business. Sports was not about the fans. It wasn't about for the love of the game. It wasn't about the team that drafted you and developed you. It was about one thing, and that one thing was money. And I've never been the same since then. Money drives everything, and that day told it to me. In the off season of 2000, I think it was November of 2000. I will never forget it. My mom came into the computer room and told me that A-Rod left, and I bawled my eyes out. And it was from that day forward that I knew sports was about money, and I've never been the same since. So I feel bad for a 10-year-old kid 3,000 miles away that's wearing a jersey right now that he can't wear anymore. I feel bad for a Yankee fan who is grown up now, and they are fans of the Yankees because of that 09 team. For the next generation of Yankee fans that came about after the core four's true prime, and after it was Jeter and Mariano's true prime, and they passed the torch to Cano, I feel bad for you guys too, because those memories are tainted, and I feel bad for that. As a baseball purist, I don't like cheaters, but I can't say that I'm any different than the rest of you. If anybody helps my team when it comes to cheating, there are other things like domestic violence and crimes that we can't get past. But when it comes to steroid users, a lot of us look at it the same. We hate them, but if they're on our team and can help, then okay, we'll set it aside. I don't love that Nelson Cruz was caught being a cheater. I have cheered him on for the 3 years he's been in Seattle. He cheated in Texas. He's been productive with the Mariners. I have cheered for him. I can't tell you that I'll never cheer for Robinson Cano again, but I will look at Robinson Cano differently. But more so than me, it's about those kids and those now young adults or 20-year-olds that can never look at sports the same. And that is what is disheartening. The Mariners are trying to break the longest drought in professional sports. Losing Robinson Cano doesn't help. In fact, it makes it exponentially harder. And if they do break that drought, Robinson Cano can't play in the playoffs. I am angry about that, because for as invested as I have been as a fan for 20 years now, and there's been all this failure, that this is a chance for them to get to the playoffs, and now they probably don't have it. I am upset. But on the bigger surface, it's not about me. It's about the kids out there that now have a tainted view of a hero, because I remember what it was like to lose that innocence, and that was tough. If you want to get in, you can. 802-655-6672. It is Champlain Valley game night right here on a Tuesday going up until 6:25. A good note on the Red Sox, and this is real quick in passing. So I was reading a story today about Dustin Pedroia's rehab, and he was playing yesterday in Pawtucket, went 1-for-3 in his first true game back from his rehab. And he was talking about how he messages Alex Cora, and that Alex Cora and him have a really good relationship. And I thought that was great, and we've heard that. But to hear that those two are conversing and that those two are talking about Pedroia's situation is good that those lines of communications are there. And then you throw in the fact that I read a story about Blake Swihart and how hard it is for Blake Swihart to be a 25th guy on this Red Sox team and never play. Cora said he goes, you know, he makes sure to take care of Swihart. He makes sure to talk to him, make sure to keep him engaged because he knows what it's like to be a bench player. And we talk about why Alex Cora got a job, got the job, and why John Farrell was fired after back-to-back AL East championships. That's why. The communication is the reason why. And it was just cool for me to hear whether it's Dustin Pedroia or Blake Swihart, whether it's former MVP or last guy on the roster, Alex Cora is actively and readily communicating with both of them, and he sees value in communicating with both of them. I thought that was very cool. All right, let's move over to the NBA now. And game two tonight, again, 8 o'clock on this station, well, on our sister station, AM 960 The Zone. We'll be watching it again live at the Burger Bar tonight for trivia over in Colchester, so come on and hang out. Arnie's hosting. And the key to the game is the three-point line. We can talk all about Brad Stevens. We can talk all about LeBron. But really what this game comes down to for me is how the Celtics can use the three-point line to their advantage. Offensively, if they can come out and hit 8 threes or so, then they're going to have, you know, if they can hit 8 threes, they got a chance to win. If they can hit 14 threes, they're going to win. If the Cavs can't get going from three, then the Celtics are going to win this game easily. LeBron can only do so much, right? And he can do a lot. He can score 45. But if Kyle Korver, J.R. Smith, Kevin Love can't hit threes, then they cannot win this game. If they go 4 of 26 from three again, they're not going to win. Because right now the Cavs offense is predicated around shooting the three ball. And LeBron's going to draw a lot of attention. So he's going to create some open shots, you would think. You would hope if you're Cleveland. If the Celtics can limit those open shot opportunities or you know, greatly contest three-point shots, then they have a great chance to win this game because the Cavaliers don't have the ability to run with the Celtics. If the game gets out in transition as a track meet, the Celtics are going to win. If the Cavs can hold their own in transition and hit shots from three, then they can win this game. But it's going to come down to me totally how the Celtics defend the three-point line. If Kyle Korver ends up with 6 points and J.R. Smith with 8, then the Celtics win this game easily. If they start getting in the 14 and 18 range, then we've got another story coming. What are your predictions of the game? Our buddy Mac from Mac Sugar Shack gets in on the Town Fair Terra Tech line and says, "Go Celtics!" Multiple exclamation points. People are falling in love with this team, and it's been very, very cool to see that transition. People are excited about the C's, whether it's now that the draft is behind us in football, or that Bruins season is over and there's just not as much going on. People are all in on this team, and they are a fun team to watch. And when you look at what this team has done, I mean, Jaylen Brown, look, he had 23 points the other day, and Jason Tatum had 16. Tatum became the youngest player to outscore LeBron James in a playoff game. Brown was the third youngest to do so. Okay, LeBron only had 15. Jason Tatum was the youngest player to ever outscore LeBron in a playoff game. Jaylen Brown was the third youngest. What they're doing is special, and it's a cohesive unit. I think there are issues on the horizon for this team next year, but right now, man, let's just sit back and enjoy the moment. You can watch it again with us tonight over at the Burger Bar in Colchester, 7:30 to 9:30. They had $1.50 beers there last week. They've also got up to $3 beers. Blue Moons are only $3. Coors Light's $3. Miller Lite in there at $2.50. Half-price appetizers. We love going out to trivia. And it's always a great mix, too. It's always a great mix of people. A lot of local people. A lot of college kids from St. Mike's. Now those guys are gone. Now we're getting some college kids that have come back to the area. Everybody looking for a fun, affordable thing to do. You can do it with family and friends. You can do it with your college buddies. You can do it as you reconvene with guys that you went to high school with that now you're of college age. It's been very, very fun. We've had a lot of fun over at the Burger Bar in Colchester. One more note real quick on the Patriots and that I found interesting. The Patriots released offensive lineman Tony Garcia. Tony Garcia was a third-round pick of the team last year. Missed the whole year with injury, but had been thought to be in the mix for the starting left tackle job, especially after Nate Solder left. So he was in the mix there. He got claimed by the New York Jets late yesterday. I don't quite understand this one by the Patriots. At a position that is so premium in the offensive line, does it ever hurt to have more capable bodies there? I don't think so. It does not hurt to have more capable bodies. You drafted an offensive lineman in Isaiah Wynn. You got one in the trade in Trent Brown. I get that, but with as important as that unit is and as important as protecting Tom Brady's blind side is, it seems to me like you could have worked a guy who was a second-year player who you traded up to get. It also devalues what you did in the draft. Maybe we can get into that a little more tomorrow. Let's get that Red Sox lineup right now. Sox and A's getting ready to do battle in Boston, although we'll let you know if we see or have anything in a rain delay in the next few minutes. Daniel Megden's on the mound for Oakland, 20-21. Eduardo Rodriguez for Boston. Lineup: Marcus Semien, Chad Pinder, Jed Lowrie, Chris Davis, Matt Chapman, Matt Olson, Mark Canha, Stephen Piscotty, Jonathan Lucroy for the A's. Rodriguez has behind him Mookie Betts in right, Andrew Benintendi in center, Hanley Ramirez the DH, JD Martinez in left, Xander Bogaerts at short, Mitch Moreland at first, Eduardo Nunez at second, Rafael Devers at third, and Christian Vasquez is the catcher. Let me tell you about that great giveaway. For you guys that stick it out with me every day until 6:20, for you guys that stick it out with me until 7 o'clock when we do the show until 7, remember, I appreciate you. We've got tickets for tomorrow night. Tomorrow night, Red Sox and A's. You got to be able to pick up the tickets from our studio tomorrow morning. You want those tickets, Sox and A's, Fenway Park tomorrow. You can call in now, 802-655-6672. I'll take caller number 6. Caller number 6 right now. You want to see the Sox at Fenway against the A's tomorrow. A bunch of former Lake Monsters on that A's roster. Those tickets will be yours. Caller number 6 right now, 802-655-6672. Thanks for listening, everybody. That'll do it for us tonight. Enjoy Red Sox baseball, and we will see you over at the Burger Bar in Colchester, 7:30 to 9:30. Remember, you can find us on the app always. You can find those podcasts and listen to us anywhere you go. Celtics basketball, I've got them 98-92 winners over the Cavs, 8 o'clock over on 960 The Zone. We'll see you tomorrow, everybody. Caller number 6 right now, 101.3 ESPN.